Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Fitness with Feldman. I am Dr. Justin Feldman from Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance, and thank you so much for tuning in for what is going to be our 10th episode. We're going to do a little bit of an interruption as far as what we had planned this week. At the end of every episode, I always encourage everybody to contact us via our Facebook page or email, however is best for them, and ask questions. And this week, we've had an gigantic inflow of questions. People are really interested to know what this whole cupping thing is all about. If you haven't been watching the Olympics or you haven't seen it, it's been pretty much everywhere. All these athletes are talking about how great this treatment is and how much they're using it. And it seems to be the KT tape or kinesiology tape of this Olympics. If you remember back to I don't think it was the last Olympics. I think it was in Beijing. And that was when you first started to see these athletes wearing this brightly colored tape all over them. And pretty much the same as the questions I'm getting now with the cupping. All of a sudden, we started to get a huge inflow of questions from patients wondering, what is that? Is it something that can help me? Should I be doing that? Why aren't you doing that with me? So I thought I would interrupt our normal schedule of things that we were going to talk about and give a little bit of a explanation as to what this cupping is and how it's used and how it can be helpful. So the idea behind the cupping that these Olympic athletes are using, there's kind of two different types of cupping. It stems from an ancient Asian, I believe it was Chinese-based technique, and they would put these glass cups on people and actually use a fire, you know, a little candle wick to heat up the area to create suction and then basically leave it there for a given amount of time. It was done really often, and I believe it's still done a lot by acupuncture practitioners, and they would put it on, leave the room, and leave you there for a while. What they used to think a long time ago was that because it left these fun red marks on your skin, that it was improving blood flow and circulation to the area because your skin was all red. In total honesty and reality, that is not the case. When you see that red mark on your skin, all that means is that it ruptured the surface capillaries and basically created a very localized bruise. So it's not all that different than if somebody came along and punched Michael Phelps in the arm, although I would imagine he would hit back fairly hard. So the red marks that you're seeing on these athletes really have no bearing on the effectiveness of the treatment. The more modern type of cupping and the type that we actually use in the clinic on a regular basis are more silicone cups, more like little suction cups, so they're pliable, they're not glass. And I find them to be very effective on people who don't tolerate soft tissue work or really don't like the feeling of being touched. And for that, it can be really useful. Sometimes people who have either muscle spasms in their lower back or any place else are just very, very sensitive in that area. And if you come along and try to push down on that area doing a soft tissue or another type of manual technique, they might not tolerate it very well. Using some really light lotion, you can use the suction cup. And the way we use them is not passively at all, so we're not going to, not something you put on and leave the room. You kind of put it on and you can actually move it around and it will maintain the suction while you move it around, and that allows you to sometimes just relax the tissue in the area. And really the main goal of using it for us is to allow that individual to tolerate another type of treatment. So in and of itself, it should not be the only treatment that you do or receive. It is way more effective as a tool to get to a better type of treatment. the way to look at it, or the way that I try and explain it to patients, is you might be really used to a certain type of stimulus. And let's say it's soft tissue work, and I want to try to work on a knot in your muscle. Well, you just might be really defensive, or you had unsuccessfully somebody else try to push on and do some sort of deep type massage techniques on that muscle. Well, if I come along and use this suction cup technique and pull up, then that gives me a new input to your brain, and it's a novel stimulus, something you haven't felt before. And sometimes that can then allow the other techniques that I want to do with you to be more effective, because it takes your nervous system and your brain out of that on guard state. Now, I know this is definitely not something we normally do. We release these podcasts on a regular basis every Thursday morning. And we also put out a lot of YouTube and video content through our website and Facebook page. So what I'm going to do is, when I'm done recording this, we're going to break out the video camera and we're going to do a little recording of the way that we use the cupping, so that you get an idea, because naturally, fun audio podcast, not the best way to get that point across. So later on this week, if you head on over to our Facebook page or to our website, both of them you can find at Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance, then we will have a video on there showing the way that we use cupping and some of the other techniques that we like to try to use when we're done with the cupping. That is all we have for today. If you have any other questions regarding cupping, how we use it, or why they're leaving all those marks on Michael Phelps, then please reach out via Facebook or email and let us know. Head on over to iTunes. You can leave a review of the podcast over there on iTunes, and you can also subscribe on both iTunes as well as through the Google Play Store. I am Dr. Justin Feldman with Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance, and that's all for this episode of Fitness with Feldman.